Thank you. Greetings, all. We're going to do a John Prine song called Paradise.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwoods old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Sometimes we would travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adrian Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. Empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Now the coal companies came with the world's largest shovel, tortured the timber and stripped all the land. And they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Thank you. Gotta put that down. Gonna put that cable on? If you will be patient 1 second here, we gotta lift this up a little bit. Had we practiced it, we'd do it. Yeah. Okay. This song is a reason to believe.
If I listen long enough to you, I'll find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I look to find a reason to believe. If I gave you time to change your mind, I'd find a way to leave all the past behind. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. If I gave you time to change your mind, I'd find a way to leave all the past behind. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I look to find a reason. Someone like you without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never thinking of myself. If I gave you time to change your mind, I'd find a way to leave all the past behind. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I look to find a reason to believe. Oh, I need to find a reason to believe.
Thank you. This last song is not an old song. Melanie wrote it. I think it's kind of what folk festivals are all about. It's called Beautiful People. Hey, beautiful people, you live in the same world as I do, but somehow I never noticed you before today. I'm ashamed to say, beautiful people, we share the same back door, and it isn't right, we never met before, but then we may never meet again. And if I weren't afraid that you'd laugh at me, I'd come down and take all of your hands. I gather everyone together for a day, and when we're gathered, I pass buttons out that say, hey, beautiful people, well, then you'd never have to be alone, 'cause there'd always be someone with that same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. He may be sitting right next to you. He may be a beautiful people too. Well, if you take care of him, maybe he'll take care of you. Beautiful people, you ride that same subway as I do every morning. Now that should tell you something, we have so much in common. You go the same direction that I do. Beautiful people, you look like friends of mine, and it's about time that someone said it. Here and now, I make a vow, someday, somehow, I'll gather everyone together for a day, and when we're gathered, I'll pass buttons out that say, then beautiful people, you'll never have to be alone, 'cause there'll always be someone with that same button on as you. Well, if you take care of him, maybe he'll take care of you. Oh, if you take care of me, maybe I'll take care of you. And if we'd all take care of each other, it would be a beautiful world. Thank you very much.
Every now and then a hole appears in the program, and we know this, the law of averages says this will happen. And so I save it for myself very selfishly, because I have stories that I like to share with you. And of course, my most favorite story, some of you have heard it over and over, but that's how tales live, to be heard over and over again. And this is a tale about Bur Rabbit. Well, sir, one time, little old Bur Rabbit went off to a Halloween party, and in order to get there, he had to cross over the Suwannee River, and he went across on the ferry boat. The ferry boat man took him across, because you know good as me that Bur Rabbit don't like to get his foot wet. And so the ferry boat man took him across the river, and he went on to the party, and he had such a good time playing games, clap in and clap out, and kissing games with the girls, and pulling syrup candy, and doing all them didos, that he forgot to watch the time. And pretty soon the clock struck 12, and he said, "Lord a massy, let me get on down to that river and get on that ferry boat and get on home. My mammy want to skin me alive for being out so late." He went down to the river. Lo and behold, that ferry boat man got sleepy, put up the boat and went to bed. Oh, Bur Rabbit sure was in a bad fix. He said, "Oh me, I gotta wake up that ferry boat man." So he began to yoo-hoo, and he say, "Yoo-hoo, hoo," and he kept on yoo-hooing till he wake up old Bur Alligator sleeping down there under the banks of the river. The old Bur Alligator, he come a-floating up to the top of the water, and he say, "Who that making all that noise up there?" He say, "It's me, Bur Rabbit." He say, "What you doing out so late?"
He say, "I been to a Halloween party."
"You been to a witch?"
He say, "Ain't you never been to no Halloween party?"
He say, "Oh, I ain't studying parties."
He say, "Well, you sure has missed a lot of fun." But he say, "That ain't the problem I's got." He say, "The problem is that I gotta get across this river, and the ferry boat man done put up the boat and gone to bed, and I can't swim."
Well, old Bur Rabbit, old Bur Alligator, he kind of flew back and forth there like he studying things. Finally, he say, "Well, I'll tell you what you do. You hop on my back, and I'll take you across the river." Well, now that's a prize, Bur Rabbit, because him and Bur Alligator ain't what you call bosom friends nor nothing. They ain't ever been to each other's birthday parties, nor swap no Christmas presents. Still, no, he got to get across the river. But he looked down there, and he scrutinized that old back, and he say, "Well, excuse me for saying so, but Alligator, your back has got so many humps and bumps on it, I scared that I get on, I'll fall off, because it's so tough and rough and bumpy." Oh, Bur Alligator, he say, "Oh, just fit your foot in the humps and bumps. That'll be all right. You won't fall off. I'll take you on across the river." Well, Bur Rabbit hop on. But no sooner do he hop on than he wish he could hop off, because he see that old alligator is up to something. Instead of taking him straight across the river like this, he's a-veering off into the mushes and the slushes. He say, "Uh-huh, this here alligator up to something. I got to get us find out what he up to." And so he say, "Excuse me, Bur Alligator. Maybe you's a little bit deep. I didn't say I want to go up the river or down the river. I say I wants to go cross the river." And that old alligator, he turned around there, and he opened up his mouth. And oh, there was more tooths in that mouth than there is the stars a-twinkling up in the sky. And them little old eyes of his was gleaming like two little old red lights. Oh, Bur Alligator, he say, "Yeah, I heard you. I say I heard you say you want to go across the river. He say, I've been waiting for you a long time. I know who it was who sought the grass on fire and burnt my back, made all them humps and bumps on it. It was you. I'm going to take you off down here in these mushes and slushes, and I'm going to goozle out your gizzard."
Oh, Bull Rabbit was sure his time had come. But instead of boo-hooing, like Bull Alligator spec him to, he commenced to laugh, and he said, No, Bull Alligator said, didn't you understand what I say? I say I'm going to goozle out your gizzard. He said, yeah. I understand you, but if you think you're going to goozle out my gizzard, you got another thunk coming. Because you see, last week, I had a terrible bellyache. Oh, it hurt me so bad, I couldn't go to school. My mama took me to the doctor, and the doctor made a bocovery. He discovered that instead of having one gizzard, I got two gizzards. And them two gizzards was pressing on my lights and my liver, and that was what was making my belly ache so bad. And he said the only way I'd go and get the relief was to find me a hollow tree right over there on the river and go there and take out my gizzards and put them in that tree. And so that's what I done. Well, that's all that old bumbly Bull Alligator wanted to hear. He just whirled around in the water and he shot for the shore. And soon as he got near enough to it, old Bull Rabbit, he gave a mighty leap and his foot hit that dry ground and lippity-clippity, away he went to get that licking for being out so late. And for all I know, that old bumbly Bull Alligator is a floundering round there in the mushes and the slushes, looking for a holler tree and two rabbit gizzards what ain't there. And so, oh, all right. Where are the old-time square dancers, the Cross Creek Cloggers, the Bucksnort Barn Dance Orchestra? You're due on the stage right this hot, red-hot, dying minute. Here they come at a gallop. What?
Band's up there listening to that guy playing those horns. They're coming down here right now.
They got to come right now.
They got a little bit behind.
Oh, well, all right, but they're gonna get whiplash.
Well, I know. Well, you do first.
I'm gonna tongue lash him good. All right, we want Larry Tannenbaum to see Mr. Copeland at the South Gate right now. And one of the things I haven't told you about today, my goodness, of course you know about it already, but we have a perfectly wonderful medicine wagon man. He's right up there somewhere. I waved to him, but I haven't seen his show. Now, you know, a medicine wagon is rare as a dodo bird, and a part of the old ways of our country. Oftentimes, the medicine wagon would pull into town or at a crossing where there were people, and when enough people gathered, they'd have a little show on the back of the wagon. Sometimes a pseudo-Indian or a hoochie-coochie dancer, and the crowd would gather, and then the medicine man would stalk forth in all his glory, with his top hat and his frock tail coat and his bottle of medicine that was good for man or beast. It was good for the inside and it was good for the outside. It cured everything from warts to rheumatism. It would cure Bull Rabbit's bellyache, I reckon. But our medicine man is just too good to be true. He's the real thing. And so don't miss his show. It's free. And don't miss the ox cart
And don't miss the workshop. How many of you are here for the whole weekend? That's great. Well, you ought to come back tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have some slideshows going in our auditorium in the ad building, for one thing. You haven't heard our blues singer yet. And I told you when you saw the conch shell player that he was very, very unique. He is indeed. But we have another unique treat for you. So you just have to stay around and see what it is. Where are those fellas? Well, I'll speak you a little rhyme while I'm waiting for them. As I told you, I've worked in the schools in Alachua County in their folk arts program in February, and I had a great time. I shared my little rhymes with them, and of course, they shared theirs with me. Well, some of you know, most of you don't know, that I'm a Floridian because my father, my family, moved to Florida in 1907 to Alachua County, Gainesville, to establish Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola brought us up. Coca-Cola educated us. And my father never sold Coca-Cola for more than 5 cents a bottle. And yet he educated a big family. And it was men like my father who made Coca-Cola great, because he started delivering Coca-Cola with the horse and wagon. And his one case customer was just as important as his big case customer, and that was the University of Florida. So the children, though, gave me this little rhyme, and I treasure it. Pepsi-Cola came to town. Coca-Cola shot him down. Dr. Pepper fixed him up. Now they call him 7-Up. Here they come. Here's a little rhyme that I heard my grandmother say. You know, you had to find out who your true love is, or if he loves you. So you pick a daisy and you say, one I love, two I love, three I love, I say. Four I love with all my heart, five I cast away. Six he loves, seven she loves, eight they both love. Nine he comes, 10 he tarries, 11 he courts, and 12 they marry. A little old rhyme handed down in oral tradition. I never saw it written down. Are you here? Are they here? They sure are mighty slow. Well, we're going to give them demerits. I think this is the very first time this has ever happened at a Florida folk festival. Unless somebody fell in the river, of course, or something untoward like that happened.
We got together.
Oh, we got our band. Good. Okay, here to close out the afternoon program, and remember that the evening program begins at 7:30 promptly. Is the Bucksnort Barn Dance Orchestra. From where did you say you're from?
Gainesville, Melrose, and Lake Hamilton.
From Florida, in other words. And the Cross Creek Cloggers, a beginning group. Thank you. almost time to start. We believe in starting on time, you know. I wanted to tell you two or three exciting things. We love to have exciting things happen to us. National Public Radio accepted 2 hours of tapes, and it was these fine Stereo 90 professionals over here edited them last night. I think they stayed up half the night to do it, but got them off by plane, Jacksonville, by 7 o'clock this morning, which took to doing. But isn't that wonderful that we are on National Public Radio? And again, I cannot tell you how much it means to have Stereo 90 in charge of our sound, and the sound is the best we've ever had in the 26 years. And in return, they are taking tapes, and we've had all our participants sign releases to them, because that's the way you have to do it. But it's a wonderful thing to think that, yes, indeed, today I was asked, why a folk festival? Well, for 26 years, we've been rooting out the folk talent in Florida and other states to be presented here for you to enjoy and to be passed on from hand to hand, because that's the folk in action. That's what it's all about. And when you see the Oldsters, there may be somebody on the program that you think that's not professional. Well, my goodness, we folks aren't professional. That's the whole idea. And all these people give much time without pay to share in order to preserve. And I want you to think about that. And if you know somebody who is a folk, who has folklore that should be shared, I hope you'll tell us about them. Before we finish one festival, we are working on the next festival. We do that year round. Yes, sir, if you children slap at each other down there, I'm going to come down there with my whip. I've got a little keen switch. See, I'm no modern lady. I don't believe in sparing the rod and spoiling the child. I want you to be sure to have a program so that you can examine it. How many of you went to workshops today? How many? Did you enjoy them? There are a whole lot more tomorrow. So consult your program. They are down by the Vittles. They are on the porch of the museum. They are in a chicky over here right in the middle of the crafts. Doc is up the hill with his medicine wagon. Don't you dare miss that. Some of you may never get a chance to see a medicine wagon in action again, because they're rare as dodo birds. And tomorrow there'll be some film in, I'm sure, in the administration building. We have a fine screen in there, and Dale Kreider will be there, and hopefully Lamond Hardy from Miami with Florida Yana. That's very important for you to see. Okay, well, enough of that. Let's get on with the program. And here we go. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four to go. Let's welcome Ken Spooner from Clearwater and his 12-string guitar.
Thank you. Nice to be here again. I want to start off with a two tunes. One I learned, well, I learned them both from Leo Akaki. One is an old Sam McGee tune. One called Bean Time, which he wrote for his granddaddy. And the other one, it's Sam McGee's Last Steam Engine Train. Thank you. Thank you. My mother always told me I was a real optimist. That's what sustained me, I guess, through music business and into folk music. And I'd like to do a real optimistic song for you called Going From the Cradle to the Grave. Feeling like a ship out of the ocean, about to go aground on desert sand. Feeling like an eagle losing motion, tired of flying, there ain't no place to land. And every day's the same, same old ways never mend. Going from the cradle to the grave. Running for my life every moment, never having time to catch my breath. Sometimes I wish this crazy race was over. The thought of living scares me half to death. And every day's the same, the same old ways never mend. Going from the cradle to the grave.
felt so helpless. Always feeling like my hands are tied. I'm ruining most everything I've dealt with. Screwing up most everything I've tried. And every day is the same. Same old way never mends. Going from the cradle to the grave.
Thank you. One of the beauties of 12 strings is special tunings. When they're in special tunings, they really become special. Of course, getting them there is a specialty in itself. This next thing's a medley. It's called Crow River Waltz. A little Bach in there in the center, and the last thing is called Jack Fig.